हरि ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, then the songs of the Acharyas, Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then we're at the end of song 2, verse 8. Bhaktivinoda thus completely renounces his own independence and engages in the exclusive service of your lotus feet with no other interest in life. Right? So this independence means we always have independence, but what he means is now independent, separate from the Lord, that he gives up. And now he'll see his independence always in connection with the Lord. Not finding it? You don't have it, page 28?
28. I didn't hear 28.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I said 20. Okay. So then this independence, means independence is always there because Krishna is independent. So therefore all of his parts and parcels also have that aspect of independence, right? You know, this satkaryavada. So then it's just a matter of how you use the independence. So Krishna always uses his independence in connection with himself. And so then the point is that since he is everything, that means then we have to use the independence not separate from its consideration of its connection with him. Right? And when we deal in that way, now we're dealing in the same absolute platform. Then, because of the independence is a symptom of the, personal aspect, then that means then if you're dealing in this way because you're a person and Krishna's a person, then Krishna will reciprocate you on that personal platform. Then, according to what aspect you appreciate of the Absolute, then he, as the Absolute, will reciprocate with you. Right? So, in this, it's not that independence is given up. It means that you know, the independence meaning that your individuality, your individual thought pattern, your individual qualities and application and action, that doesn't change. Right? What changes is that you're not going to independently, without Krishna, consider this whole process. So that means you're bringing it from the impersonal to the personal. Because generally when we're talking about independence, we think it's personal, you know, because, oh, when you get rid of independence, then everything becomes impersonal. But the point is that, yes, for you as an individual, it becomes impersonal, because then you become part of a greater thing. But we have to remember is that the individual's, their idea of independence means everybody else is part of their impersonal facilities. Means everybody else is going to deal with you the way you want them to deal with you. Right? So you're always going to have. So here it's that you see is all this has come from Krishna, it's personal, and you're going to personally deal with Krishna and his personal expansions. You know, all the other living entities. So it's the only way to become truly personal. So generally in these things, is we're worried about my independence means I can do whatever I want to please myself. rather than I'm using my independence to please someone else. You know, it's just like you have a really strong relationship. So like the mother, her independence to go off and do things is given up to be apply the independence into interacting with the child. And so you're choosing relationships. So you've chosen that with your independence. You know, so this idea is I'll get all the benefits of the relationship and all the benefits of not, you know, having any, restriction of the relationship or any responsibility towards. You know, you're not going to get, you know, you want everything for nothing. You know, and that's not going to work. Yes?
Maharaj, all the philosophy related to the surrender as a, being a servant, and any rasas above the shantaras requires appreciation of the rasatattva, without which it's actually a big stumbling block for people to appreciate that our independence is in complete dependence of Krishna, the real independence is. And any point related to like that, that real humility is also to accept.
Well, that's very nice, because you see, at least, I think all the acharyas do it. But I've especially noticed that Srila Prabhupada would do Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, probably because it's just, you know, in English, so we can appreciate it. You know. So then, they'll start off, and they'll mention our position, the Lord's position in that, but they'll immediately bring up the aspect of rasa. And then from that, then they'll start to explain things and then go back down into other aspects like that. So that is an important part, like you see in the Bhagavad Gita. Then Prabhupada's already, he's already established that point. He's already talking about the five rasas and everything on the second page of the introduction. So it's very they always bring that up right in the beginning. Then they'll go into other things. That's a very important point. Thought about that. Is that you have in other words, we're giving up relation with the material world for relation with the Lord, and that relationship is superior. You know, it's eternal. It actually is ananda. It's not just temporary, yes. And having all those problems. Yeah, very good point. Song 3. Sarvasva tomar charane sampiya podechi tomara gare tumi to takur tomara kukur bolia janaho more. Now that I have surrendered all that I possess unto you, lotus feet, I throw myself down before your house. You are the master of the house. Kindly consider me your own dog. Right? Because dogs are very attached to the house, and they'll always protect the house and take care. But they never consider it their house. Right? That's the difference between dogs and cats. Not wanting to bring up a touchy point here. It is the way it is. You know, they always see themselves as servants. They appreciate that they're, you know, recognized and all this and that, but at the same time, it's not about them enjoying the facilities about you. You know.
Also, the loyalty is to that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, cats, if it works, it's good, and if not, then it disappears. Bandiya nikate amare palibe. Rohibo tamara dware pratipa janere asite nadibo rakibo gadera pare. Chaining me nearby, you will maintain me, and I shall lie at your doorstep. I will not allow your enemies to enter, but will keep them outside the bounds of the surrounding moat. Because you always have in the villages, you have the land that's there, it always slopes out, and you have some area that's dug around. You know, just so the water goes, and that's how you raise the middle area and get the slope and everything like that. So, you know, that you can say, that's the area. Outside the moat, that's somebody else's problem. Yes, so we see in here is that he was talking before about how he, you know, being a householder and how he has all these facilities, he's gotten distracted by them now, and he has to see them in connection with the Lord. And that's then how everything will go nicely. So then at the end of the last song, he surrendered, and now that's how he's seeing it. So he's still the householder, he's there. But he sees that it's Krishna's household, and he's simply taking care of it. He's simply maintaining it, you know, he's taking care of everything. So he does his work, just like the dog does his work, and he's maintained. So we do our work, we go and do whatever it is like this. We can say, no, but I'm working, I maintain. Even some people are working so much and they can't maintain. And other people hardly do anything and they're, you know, so well maintained. So it's still up to Krishna how it'll work. So here he's pointing out, I will just do it in this way and see it in this way. Tava nija jana prasada seviya uchishta rakibe jaha amara bhojan parama anande pratidin habe taha. Whatever food remnants your devotees leave behind after honoring prasad will be my daily sustenance. I will feast on those remnants in great bliss. Because it's said that in Manu that human food means that which is we use two words. Basically, is we would, I mean, for us, the common would be prasad and mahaprasad. So prasad means it's offered to the Lord. Mahaprasad means it's been offered after offering to the Lord, it's been offered to the devotees. So one is yajna shishta, and I forget what's the other term. And one means it's what's coming from the yajna and what's coming from the Vaishnavas, feeding the Vaishnavas. So that's the. Bosiya, suya, shuya, tomara charana, chintibo satana, satata ami. Nachite, nikate jaibo, chakona, dakibe tumi. While sitting up or lying down, I will constantly meditate on your lotus feet. Whenever you call, I will immediately run to you and dance in rapture. So isn't that the Shema? Nijera poshana, kabu na bhavibo, rohibo bhavera bhore, bhakati vinoda, tomara palaka, bolia varana kori. I will never think for my own nourishment, and will remain absorbed in ever-cherishing love for my master. Bhaktivinod now accepts you as his only maintainer. Because right? Here's the aspect of the maintenance. Right? How are we going to be taken care of? Because that's always the big thing, is that you're seeing, is that, you know, occupation means how do you maintain yourself? Like that. You know, whether you do martial arts, then, you know, how you protect yourself or something, you know, but the maintenance is always the big thing. So we're doing whatever we like. No, that has to be adjusted so that it's useful for progressing in devotional service. So there's things that are positive and there's things that are negative. So you remove the negative, you cultivate the positive. Then the next point is then how will you be maintained? How will you be taken care of? So then that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakura is addressing here. Song 4. Tumi Sarveshvareshvara Brajenda Kumar Tomara Ichai Vishve Sijana Samhar. O youthful son of the king of Braja, you are the lord of all lords. According to your will, creation and destruction take place in the universe. Yes, so he's addressing Krishna. And that is Krishna who's expanding and doing all these different aspects. Tave icha mato Brahma korena srijana, tave icha mato Vishnu korena palana. According to your will, Brahma creates, and according to will, Lord Vishnu maintains. Tave icha mate Shiva korena samhara, tave icha mate Maya srije kagara. No, karaga. Karagara. According to your will, Lord Shiva destroys, and according to your will, Maya constructs the prison house of this material world. Yeah, so it means the prison, so it means that you always get taken care of, right? Mm-hmm. Tava icha mate jivera janama marana samriti nipate dukkha sukha sam gatana. According to your will, the living entities take birth and die. According to your will, they meet with prosperity and ruin, happiness and sorrow. Miche maya bhata jiva asha pashe fire tava icha bhina kichu korite na pare. The tiny soul bound up by maya vainly struggles in the fetters of worldly desire. Without your sanction, he is unable to do anything. Tumito rakara ar palaka amar tomara charana bina asha nahi ar. You are my only protector and maintainer. Except for your lotus feet, there is no other hope for me. Nija bala cheshta prati bharasa chariya tomara ichaya achi nirbhara koriya. No longer confident of my own strength and endeavor, I have become solely dependent on your will. Bhakti vinoda ati dina akinchana tomara ichaya tar jiva marana. Bhakti vinoda is most poor, and his pride has been leveled. Now, in accordance with your will, he lives and dies. So he's pointed out that it's already happening, that everything's being controlled by Krishna. Right? So Krishna's expansion of Paramatma is taking care of everything. And then, like this, he controls all the demigods, controls everybody who actually makes the arrangements. And so it's not that we are arranging it ourselves. He's arranging these things. So then the point is, the sense is there. That's going on. Why should it be according to my karma? Why not according to my relation with the Lord? Right? Like that. Because we're having a relationship with material energy, and Krishna's controlling that. Why not have a relationship with him directly without the material energy? That's the point. So then, as you said before, therefore, whatever I have, that's yours. And I'll take care of it nicely and all those kind of things like that. So it's not a socialist idea is that, it's all Krishna's, therefore you give it all to the temple. No, it's that, it's all Krishna's, so you use it in Krishna's service. Because everything is Krishna's. So, yeah. Fourth principle of surrender. Avasya rakshive Krishna vishvasa palana. Faith in Krishna as protector. Four songs. Song 1. Ekona bunjinu prabhu tomara charana ashokayo ashoka bho yamrita purna sarvakakana. Now I have understood, O Lord, that your feet are eternally full of sweet nectar that dispels all sorrow and fear. Shakala chariya tua charana kamale Podiyache aminata tava pade tale. Surrendering myself and all I possess unto those feet, I have laid myself down submissively under their shelter. Tava pada padmanatha rokibe amare araraka karta nahi e bhava samsare. Your lotus feet, O Lord, will certainly shelter me. There are no other protectors in this world of birth and death. Footnote 26. This is from Stotra Ratna. Who else but you are the sole resting place of even Sri Lakshmi, the goddess of all prosperity and loveliness? Who but you can be the asylum of Paramasattva? Who else is the lotus-eyed par excellence? Who but you is the supreme among the Purushas? Who else is there except you in division, in subdivision, except you in subdivision of whose billionth part the wonderfully differentiated universe is complete with its twofold division of jiva and property. Yes, so here again, the billionth. Very small. Who else saves Prajapati and Pashupati from adversities such as deprival of the Vedas, heavy guilt and harassment by demons, and bestows upon them the greatest benefits? Who else except you can make Shiva deserve to be called Shiva, Mangalam, the auspicious one, by merely bearing on his head the water from your feet? In whose stomach does the universe headed by Hara and Virinchi rest? Who protects it? From whose navel has it sprung up? Who else but you, striding over all, absorbs the universe and projects it again? And who is there that can, even as a matter of doubt, be said to exist as your superior? After Virinchi, put in brackets, Brahma.
Yes, who's Pashupati?
Pashupati. That's the Lord Shiva.
And he says about Shiva in the next one.
Hmm?
He says Shiva.
Okay. Yeah. So it means he's saying the same. These are all the controllers of the universe, so the different angles is still all, he's still the controller of them. And everything, their potency and everything is coming by them. And instead of projects it again, maybe something that's more like the long of again, then, you know, however it says, like in Bhagavatam, it comes, it goes into him and then comes out again, and manifests again, and he manifests.
Manifest.
No, it's just a matter of the translation.
No, I'm saying manifest. Isn't it projects manifests?
Manifests, yeah. Yeah.
Manifest.
And again, manifest the three worlds or something like that. Amitava Nitya Dasa Janinu e Bhara Amara Palana Bhara Ekona Tomara. At last I know myself to be your eternal servant. Now the burden. Oh, I thought it was raining. I was going to say, huh? You hear that? There are no other protectors in this. Oh, no, he said. At last, he said, what? Amara Palana Bhara Ekona Tomara. At last I know myself to be your eternal servant. Now the burden of my maintenance is exclusively yours. Because the point is that when it says it's exclusively yours, it doesn't mean that, okay, now this is how you want to be taken care of. You know, he's not saying, you know, like this says, you know, now you got to feed it and these are all the things. It's that now maintenance is yours, and so therefore however you maintain me, that's how you have to take care of me. That was before, like one of the qualities of the dog, is that whatever you give it to eat, it's satisfied. If you give it a small amount, it eats that. Okay, that's it. And then, you know, it goes off. And if it gets more, it'll eat more. You know, so that's one of the qualities that Chanakya Pandit says that he learned from a dog. You heard that list? No, never. It means, I think it said that they immediately upon waking up, they're fully conscious. You know, they're not like us and this and that. They're up there completely ready for anything. They'll be completely asleep, but as soon as they wake up, they're kind of, so that's one thing that you should learn. Whatever they eat, whatever they're given to eat, they're satisfied with that. Then, yeah, then move the other ones. But those two stand out. You know, it doesn't mean that those things that you don't want to learn from a dog. Prabhupada talks about that, but the point is they're there, yeah, he gives them, I think, five different animals. And I think there may be five things from each one of them. Or something, but it's very far out. It's just how.
There's a joke about dogs.
Yeah.
If you walk in, the dog and your wife and they go down, after 5 hours you come back, the dog is happy to see you.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so many points of wisdom, right? Baro Dukha Payache Swatantra Jivane Dukha Dure Gela O Para Varane. In my life of independence from you, I have experienced nothing but misery. But now, upon accepting those feet of yours, all my miseries have been cast far away. Jepada Lagia Rama Tapasya Korila Jepada Paya Shiva Shivatva Lobhila. Lobhila. Yeah. Desiring a place at your lotus feet, the goddess of fortune performed difficult austerities. Only after receiving your feet did Lord Shiva attain his Shivatva, a quality of auspiciousness. 27. The blessed Lord Shiva becomes all the more blessed by bearing on his head the holy waters of the Ganges, which has as its source in the water that washed, which has its source in the water that washed the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord's feet act like thunderbolts hurled to shatter the mountain of sin stored in the mind of the meditating devotee. One should therefore meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord for a long time. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:28-22. Yes, so even his auspiciousness comes from his connection with the Lord. Jepada Labia Brahma Kritartha Hoila Jepada Narada Muni Hridoye Dorila. Upon obtaining your feet, Lord Brahma had his desires fulfilled. Your feet are always held by the great sage Narad Muni within his heart. Say, Abhoy Pada Shirete Dhoriya Parama Anande Nachi Pada Guna Gaya. I now hold on my head those very same lotus feet which drive away all fear, while I dance in great ecstasy, singing their glories. Samsara vipada hote avasya udhar bhakati vinoda o pada koribe tomar. Your feet will surely deliver bhakti vinod from the dangerous perils of this worldly journey. Right, so protection then means how you're protected from, you know, danger. So the real dangers become materially absorbed, right? Means because he's pointed out so many have been absorbed, and then it's not working out for them. That those who are everything, Shiva's auspicious because of his absorption. Lord Narada has his great position because of always remembering the Lord. So that's the real protection. So Krishna's the maintainer means I just depend upon Krishna. He'll take care, and he's the protector means I always absorb myself in the Lord's lotus feet. That will solve all problems. Because problems come from the heart being impure. The heart's pure, why should something go wrong? Shall we say? Yes.
Maharaj, I was wondering, these principles of surrender, the order in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, it like the principles progress, and those specific qualities emphasize on a higher level of rasa.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Lord as a maintainer is everybody in dasya see the Lord that way, but as their only protector is what we read about, the Gaurava Preeti, the children of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For them they are only protector, and then the next principle as we go, then acceptance like of only those things favorable and rejecting those are unfavorable, that those whose mission is the mission of the Lord, like somebody from Sakya and above. So this principle is also like the emphasis of the next principle is more deeper to the rasa related, like that.
Yeah, no, you have, it means you're going to have all those aspects. You're going to have that, this will be the natural progression for somebody, because he sees that when you give up those other things that are unfavorable, take up those things that are favorable, then naturally you can take up the nicely devotional service. Then the next point will be is, okay, well, how will we maintain, how will we protect it? you know, if I give up all this material, then this is dealt with there. And then the highest point of them always being, how you say, observant, that surrender to the Lord, and that always seeing oneself as meek and humble, you know, identifying as a servant of the Lord and always being meek and humble, then that would be the topmost platform. So you can see is that it can also be compared to, means everybody's doing this at every moment, but the emphasis of it, the neophyte will be focusing on those first two, and the other doing how much you can. Madhyama will be focusing on this middle, and then trying for the, you know, maintaining the others and doing the higher, and the Uttama, then it's going to be those last two. But at the same time, is how the process starts is from those last two.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It starts by, because why should you give up something? Why should you do something? Because of identifying as a devotee. So when one gets that faith, it says, okay, now I'm a devotee. And then one sees that, oh, okay, I'm not the, you know, Lord of the universe. Then you can give up what's unfavorable and accept what's favorable. Right? So it'll start from there. So that's why you see is that the position of pure bhakti, that's the point where everything starts. You know, so anything working, someone's preaching, it has effect, is because of the aspect of the influence of pure bhakti. So the chit potency is then what has it. So that uttama platform, that's what makes it work. Then you'll start, you know, in your position and come up until you get to that. You're situated on that platform. So you get that also. So there's. Yeah, so then that's the real protection, is absorbed in the Lord, because the real danger is the material world. Right? You know, like, you know, the Lord asked Prahlad Maharaj about, you know, all the demigods, everyone else is afraid. Are you afraid? He says, no. You? No. But material energy? Yes. That I'm afraid of. That's the difference. They're not afraid of the material world, they're afraid of you. I'm afraid of the material world, but not of you. And Lakshmi is kind of bewildered. She's never seen this form, so she doesn't know, how do I do my service? So she doesn't. It's not with her. It's not a material consideration. She just doesn't understand what would be the reciprocation here.
Later on, she goes.
Yeah, yeah. No, once he calms down and interacts with Prahlad, then she can perform her service. Yes.
Can you say in this regard, Lakshmi and Lord Narasimha there, is the point that you were saying about their Chaturvyuha and
Kalyana Munas
and the two.
Yes, yes,
so she is not compatible with that form, that's why she couldn't really interact.
It's the mood. It's not so much the form, it's the mood.
Yeah, the mood.
Because as we saw in the Krishna Sandarbha is pointing out, is that it's the same Sarup. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of the transcendental position of the Sarup is the same. It's just a matter of which particular qualities are being manifest for what particular function. And then accordingly, then she will see her position there. So when he's in that Ugra form, then that works very nicely with Prahlad Maharaj. But then as he becomes more peaceful, you know, so you have Ugra Nishinga, then you have Prahlad Nishinga, then you can have Lakshmi Nishinga, then you have Yoga Nishinga. You know, so it gets more and more peaceful. Remember Hare Krishna Maharaj, because they had this, I think it was Yoga Nishinga or Prahlad Nishinga in
Germany.
Yeah, in Germany.
Prahlad.
Oh, no, this was before he came. He had a Yoga Nishinga. You know, Yoga Nishinga is where Nishingadev is sitting like this, you know, he has that belt.
Yeah.
He's doing yoga. You know, so he's very peaceful. So he had one of those that he'd travel around with. I think it was back when there was still the East Bloc was. Yeah. And so then, you know, you'd be telling him, you know, come on, do something, you know. But he said he's too peaceful because he's Yoga Nishinga. So therefore, then on the farm, you install Prahlad Nishinga because it's ferocious enough to keep everybody away, but, you know, enough that everybody could relate to them. So.
Actually, the Yoga Nishinga form he took to describe the process of yoga to Prahlad Maharaj. He was teaching.
Oh, he's teaching Prahlad Maharaj.
All the yoga sutras.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yogi to teach you.
Yeah. that's fine.
And then after that, when we become completely peaceful and loiter around, then the form is Malola Narsinga, where is the dear to Lord Lakshmi Devi.
Mm.
Then it's like about her. Then.
Okay.
She comes as she appears in the tribe.
Oh, that one. We don't get into that one so much.
But the whole pastime is laid through like that.
Okay. Oh, hence the loitering around. Okay, now I get it. Tumito, song 2. Tumito maribe jare, ke tare rakite pare, icha basha tribuvan, Brahma adi devagana, tava dasa aga nana, kore tava agyara palan. If you wish to slay someone, then who could possibly protect him? The three worlds are subservient to your will. The demigods headed by Lord Brahma are your countless servants who stand ready to execute your command. Tava icha mate jata, graha gana avirata, shubha shubha phala kore dana, dan, roga shoka mriti bhoy, bhava icha mate hoy, tava agya sada balavan. By your will, the planets incessantly exercise their auspicious or inauspicious influences. Illness, grief, death, and fear occur by your will. Your command is all-powerful. Tava bhoye bhaya bhoy, chandra surya samudoy, swaswa niyamita kardaya kore. Tumi to parameshwar, para brahma parat par tava basha bhakata antare. In fear of you, the wind blows, the sun and moon rise and set, all performing their regulated tasks. You are the Supreme Lord, the ultimate spirit, transcendentally situated beyond even the beyond. Beyond the beyond. So that means his bed, bath, and beyond. So Krishna is beyond that. Yes, okay. Your residence is in the heart of your loving devotee. Sadashuddha Siddhakama, Bhakata Vasala Nama, Bhakata Janera Nitya Swami. Tumi to rakibe jare, ke tare marite pare, Shakala vidhara viti tumi. O vitira viti tumi. You are the eternally pure. All your desires are already fulfilled. Your name is Bhaktivatsala, for you are the eternal. You are the eternally affectionate lord of your dear devotees. If you wish to protect someone, who could possibly slay them? You are the laws of all laws. Tomara charani nata koriache pranipata bhaka tivinoda tava das vipada hoite swami avasya tahare tumi rakshibe tahara e vishvas. Your servant Bhakti Vinod has bowed down submissively at your lotus feet, O Lord. He cherishes the faith, O Master, that you will surely protect him from all dangers. So he's bringing out here still the aspect of how everything is controlled by Krishna. And nothing goes on without his will. And then he points out that he being Bhaktivatsala, very dear to the devotees are very dear to him. So then surely you surrender to him, he'll take care of everything because he is, like you, he says, the law of the laws. You're beyond even the beyond. You know, so it's, nothing happens without your sanction. So therefore we surrender to Krishna and the devotees are very dear to Krishna. Then that's going to be the safest situation. Right? Means in that he'll take care as the previous one. So you see, this one's a higher one. Because then, you know, the one is the maintenance, but then, you know, maybe the aspect of the mood may not be, but here now you've surrendered that aspect also.
Maintain still your own independence
a little bit. Yes, so it's subtle, because you see it also sometimes, especially in the previous one, I think in two of the places he mentioned both.
Yes.
You know, because they go together, naturally. But it's just that there are two features of that one. You know, it's just like there's, you know, what, the yama and niyama. You know, the two features of that. So, Song 3. Atma samarpane gela abhiman nahi korobhun nija raka vidhan. Surrendering my soul unto you has lifted me from the burden of false pride. No longer will I try to provide for my own safety. Right, just thinking, I'll protect myself in that. It means if it's your duty to do something, you do. Just like Arjuna, he's fighting. But it's only happening because Krishna's taking care. Right? So we see, even though he's fighting, he's doing, there are times when Krishna has to protect him. I think, I can't remember, somebody had a weapon.
Vaishnava.
Yeah. So then, as they're going, and Arjuna thinks, I can counteract this, but he can't.
Ashwatthama.
Oh, that was Ashwatthama. Yeah. So then, as he's going, the Krishna just, you know, with his toe, just pushes on the chariot and it goes down into the dirt, you know, so that then, you know, it won't hit Arjuna. Like that. I think it absorbs in him.
It hits on the top of the head.
Oh, okay.
But the another one is becomes a garland and offers.
Okay.
That was another one.
Yes, all these far out things. So he's taking care. So here, the false pride, you know, that I'm the maintainer, I'm the protector, these kind of things. No, Krishna's maintainer and protector. Tua dana jani tuhun rakobi nat palya godhana jnana kori tua sat. I know that you will give protection to your treasured possessions. Oh Lord, I now understand the mentality of your treasured cows safely maintained by your side. Karaobi Madhava Jamuna Tirde Bamsi Bajao To Dakobi Bhire. When you lead your herds to pasture, O Madhava, on the bank of the Jamuna River, you will call them by softly playing on your flute. Agabhaka marato raka vidhan korobi sada tuhun gokula khan. By slaying great demons such as Agasura and Bakasura, you will always provide full protection, O khan. You would generally do khana. Sometimes the thing is in here, sometimes they're being very Bengali and sometimes they're not, so it's not consistent. Like now, in this part of the thing, everything they cut off the A's, unless it's long. While previously they'd leave them on and only one or two drop. Okana of the Cowherd Settlement. Raka korobi tuhun nishchoy jani. Pana korobhun hama jamuna pani. Fearless and confident of your protection, I will drink the water of the jamuna. Kaliya dhoka koribhi vinasa shodhobi nadi jala badaobi ash. The Kaliya serpent's venom poisoned the Yamuna's river waters, yet that poison will be vanquished. You will purify the Jamuna, and by such heroic deeds enhance our faith. Piyato davala dava nala rakobi moi gopala govinda nama tava hoi. You will surely protect me by swallowing the forest fire. Thus you are called Gopala, protector of the cows, and Govinda, pleaser of the cows. Oh, so Dhavanala is where he swallowed the fire. You know the kund?
No.
When you're coming around the parikram, So you've already come around, you've passed Lord Chaitanya's Baitak, and then you've come to the point where you cross the railroad tracks, you're already heading back.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of go up and then you head back, you know, you go, you know, you cross that, not kind of like the highway going through, you know, where Giriraj is.
Yeah.
You know, you see.
Yeah, that's the road to Mathura.
Yeah, you get squeezed through and stuff like that. And that's how you tell, you know, if they're doing all right or not. You know, you see, if you're overweight or not.
Oh.
Or whether you can get through. So then you cross and you go over that, then you're going along, and at some point the road kind of makes a little bit of a turn like this, very small.
Yeah.
So if you go that way in, there's Davanala Kund that I remember.
I've never been there before.
Yeah, and I remember going there way back. That would have been like in 80s, 90s. But I didn't realize that's the Davanala. You know, I knew that was the Kund. I didn't catch that that was the forest fire. Shurapati Dhurmati Nasha Vichari Rakobi Varshane Giri Vara Dhari. In order to curb the malice of Indra, king of the demigods, you will protect me from his torrents of rain, O lifter of the mighty Govardhan Hill. Chatur Anana Korabo Jabkori Raka Korobi Muche Gokula Hari. When the four-headed Brahma abducts me along with your coward boyfriends and calves, then also you will surely protect me, O Gokula Hari. Bhakti Vinoda Tua Gokula Dhan Rakobi Keshava Korato Chatan. Bhakti Vinoda is now the property of Gokula, your holy abode. O Keshava, kindly protect him with gentle, loving care. Okay, so he's surrendering to Krishna. He has that thing. He has proven himself. That's the thing. Krishna has proven himself. Because then, you know, we may want to, you know, how will he be sure? But Krishna has so many times shown and protected. And so then, in this way, now he surrendered to Krishna, and then here he surrendered to your holy abode. It's the property of the holy abode. And so therefore then, in this way, then Krishna will take care. So we see this, also as the songs go, then they bring in more of the... You know, in other words, it's the same mood of protection, but you see as it becomes more and more developed. Like that. No? Not seeing it.
Not seeing it in a sense that in this song, before it was, everything was pretty straightforward. But in this one, it adds the Vrindavan pastime, which looks like as if Bhaktivinoda project himself into the Braj pastimes, but still praying for protection. So I lost the connection. What he is praying? If he is there, so basically from the text, it says that protect me from the, you know, demons in Braj. But why would he do that? I mean, why would he pray for that?
It means you have the overall principle of how Krishna, you know, if you're going to surrender to Krishna and protect, then you see how he's protected.
Yeah.
Right? So you saw before is that he would have to be the one. We would generally go to Brahma and Shiva and Indra and our own abilities and facilities in the material world for protection, but those are all controlled by Krishna, you know, or the astrology or things like that. But he's showing, no, all this is controlled by Krishna. So therefore, then, surrendering to Krishna, then that's where the real protection lies, not in anyone else. Right? And so, but at some point, I mean, you have the aspect of how he's protected all the Brajvasis. You know, that's looking at it from the material world, but even from the spiritual world. Then you see he's protecting all the Brajvasis by their, you know, in their service to him. So then it's just taking it to a finer level of how, you know, the personal aspect. The other one before is how he is, through his features as the Supreme Lord, is protecting. But here is how he is as the person, as Nanda Kumar, you know, is taking care of his devotees. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, so that's where we could relate to.
Thank you.
Because above that, then we won't be able to relate to. You know what I'm saying? But the point is because also in there is, you have those that are there and they get distracted by, you know, what's going on in Braj, and they don't take part in the pastimes. You know, because they think these things will make you happy. These things are good. You have to do these, you know. But then you see when you get to the point where, no, it's about Krishna, then even there, it's Krishna will take care. Like the cowherd boys, the Agasura, they just walk into his mouth, you know. You know, is it a demon? Is it not a demon? If it's not a demon, then what's the problem? If it is a demon, Krishna will kill him anyway. So what's the, you know? And so Krishna, so he sits for a moment. He's, you know, he's amazed by how his, you know, energies are working. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's that his yoga mind that they just don't care because they know Krishna will protect. So we see that aspect. You know, so even in the Gokul pastimes, they still had these qualities, but they're just on that kind of level. And then it's just a matter of coming from this to prema. So, you know, and even if they come to the platform of prema, they still think like this. You know, because that's the advantage of the human pastimes, is then it can have all these seeming frailties to it. And they're just, it's just an opportunity for interaction. You know, it's just like, let's say you go back in time, you know, how you say, to more romantic era, though in modern is considered a more oppressive era. So, you drive up in the car, the guy gets out of the car, runs around to the side, you know, the other side of the door, the lady opens the door, you know, helps her out of the car, and then takes like this, closes the door. So nowadays you'll think, what do you mean? You know, a girl can't open a door and this and that? Of course she can. But the point is those are opportunities for interacting on a relationship, for him to express the importance. Otherwise, why, he can also just walk off. He can get out of the car and you get out of the car and then, you know, I'll meet you over there. You know, so, does that make sense? You know, so, That's
20 years later.
Even better is pull up, and he's got to get out, go and get it. She'll just sit in the car, you know, because he's got. You know. Yeah. So that's the whole thing. Is that it's just an opportunity for interaction. It's not necessary. That's what's the whole fun part. Is generally in other things, it's something that's more obviously directly connected, but as you get into these things, I guess it's not necessary. You know, Krishna and how he interacts with all the cowherd boys or the gopis and all that, it's not technically necessary for anything specific. You're not accomplishing something.
Yeah. That's why it's called lila. Lila is a play. It's like it's not efficiency-based.
Yes, exactly. Like that. And anything to do with efficiency, Balaram takes care of. You know, that's the whole point. He takes care of the efficiency. But even he does that, you know, through you know, Vasudeva. And like that, you know, as Sankar Shankar, they take care of it. And so, yes.
Also, there's a point that in regards to this protection, somebody who's the direct family, they always don't see themselves having a separate identity from their own, the head.
Mm-hmm.
The other mangas who are assisting.
Mm-hmm.
And then all other identity, even if they have, is like very secondary. But somebody who is not his direct family, though they have a relationship, it's still not that, like, no, they have their independence, they see somewhat separately.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, only in the Braj, then they don't see themselves having any kind of identity other than being like, you know, with Krishna.
Mm.
So that's how their view of everything from the Madhurya perspective is different from Aishwarya perspective, where you see the Supreme Lord, but you're always having like, no, he is there, he has his abode, and you have your own thing, your own scene, from your own scene, then you go and serve him. Though this also belongs to his, but you have your, but in Goloka, it's from the other side.
Yeah, just like family.
Yeah. So that complete surrender of the family members is not appreciated nowadays. But everybody is independent, they have it all.
So, now they're not appreciating, will that be an obstacle in the path to the Yogi Vrajabhakti? That would be an interesting paper. Lack of respect of authority and family, friends, and community relationships. But then people emphasize on that and miss out on the yes. Not worthwhile. Song 4. Chodato Purusha Abhiman Kinkori Hoilun Ajikan. I give up the vanity of the error that I am male. Today I become your faithful maidservant, Okana. Bharaja Vipine Shaki Sat Sevana Korobhun Radhanam. In the groves of Braja I will render personal service as a follower of one of the confidential Shakis, O Lord of Radha. Kushume Gato Bhun Har Tulasi Mani Manjari Tar. I will string together a garland of forest flowers in which Tulsi buds shall be the jewel of penance. Jatane Deobun Shaki Kare Hate Laobo Shaki Adhare. With utmost care I will place the garland in the hands of my superior Shaki, and she will take it out of my hands with loving regard. Shaki Dibo Tua Duhuka Gale Durato Herogun Kutuhale. Then she will place the garland around both of your necks, while from afar I watch and wonder. Shaki Kahabo Shuno Sundari Rahobi Kunje Mama Kinkori. The confident will then say to me, listen, O beautiful one, you shall remain in this grove as my attendant. Gatobi Mala Mano Harini Niti Radha Krishna Vimohini. Daily you will string together beautiful flower gardens that will enchant Radha and Krishna. Tua Rakhana Bhara Hamara Mama Kunja Kutira Tohara. The responsibility for your maintenance is mine. My cottage in this grove is yours. Radha Madhava Sevana Kale Rahobi Hamara Antarale. When the time comes for me to go and serve Radha Madhava, you will stay close to me while remaining hidden. Tambula Saji Karpura Ani Deobi Moe Apana Chani. After dressing packs of betel nuts and fetching the camphor, you will hand them to me, knowing me to be your very own. Bhakati Vinoda Shuni Bhat Shaki Pade Kare Prani Pat. Bhakti Vinod, having heard these instructions, bows down at the lotus feet of that confidential Shaki. You know, so in North India, when they say kya bat, this is the bat. Right? So then you see, is this naturally where it goes to? So in other words, all those, like, this brings it up to here. And then you see the next two, then they go, you know, into, you know, some of the other aspects of detail. So the process is, we're dealing with all six at whatever level we're at, but you see as you go and the emphasis becomes another one. You know, it's just like there is affection, that's why you are doing service, but it hasn't come to the point where you call it prema. You know, there is happiness in doing devotional service, it just hasn't come to the point you call it bhava. You know, there is a taste, there's attachment, it's just therefore this much is prominent, so it's called by that as it goes. So naturally then, when you see, you know, you give up attachment to the material energy, and there's no material desire, and you see Krishna as the maintainer and protector, then naturally it can come to this stage. Otherwise, then taking care of yourself and this and that, then there's all those different things that are there. You know? So then this becomes the next natural.
Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.